What you know about PE Fitness? A more in-depth look on Dylan Jamelli's business. The number one channel for performance enhancement.
If you're searching for muscle advance, can't learn it from a book or a pamphlet.
Tune in for the answers because your body's too precious to take any chances.
Welcome, everyone. Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you. And today I want to talk to you about the importance of doing your homework before using any sort of anabolic steroid. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there watching and supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough for all of the support. If you haven't yet, please like, share, subscribe, comment. Anything that you can do to interact with the channel is going to help the channel to grow, and it's going to allow me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. So I want to talk to you about, let's say, a hypothetical instance that you decide to use anabolic steroids. And this is strictly hypothetical for the people that are writing papers about this or doing research or whatever the case may be. So let's say one is thinking about, hey, I'm going to use anabolic steroids. The number one culprit, the number one, and I guarantee this, culprit for people hurting themselves and having horrific side effects, horrific experiences, having problems that many don't incur while using them, it all comes down to one central issue: lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, essentially not doing your homework. So what are some of the instances that I run into and see? Well, so-and-so has taken this and told me to take it and da-da-da-da-da, and they got this and that and this and that. One, do you think so-and-so cares about you taking it, what could happen to you, et cetera, et cetera? No. Number two, do you think so-and-so was telling you every single problem or issue that they've had on it or anything personal? No. Three, do you think so-and-so actually even knows what they're doing or talking about? Just some random or some person at the gym? Probably not. What's it on? Well, my coach has me on this and that. Did your coach tell you what his degree is in or what certification he has or what makes him a coach to coach you on this type of thing? How do you know that this coach is any sort of coach at all? What credibility, what credentials do they have? So do you just listen to this coach, so-called, and not do your own research? This ties into the lack of knowledge and the lack of understanding on what you're doing. Or another one that I run into is, well, the guy that I bought him from told me I could do this, 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 and this, and it would be okay. Well, no shit. Because the more they sell you, the better it is for them. The last person that you ever want to listen to is somebody that's illegally selling anabolic steroids. That doesn't put you into the most trustworthy category of work. So I run into this constantly, or people that will read Reddit. Don't read Reddit. You're better off. I don't even know what you're better off doing. You're not better. Anything is better than going to fuck Reddit. Okay? These cesspools of information that are only going to hurt you. Look, doesn't mean that I know everything, but I can tell you this. There's many of us online that actually speak with reason and truth, that do videos and do different kinds of commentaries that talk about these things and speak actual truth. They don't have anything to gain, lose, whatever. That will talk in detail, in depth, give you some science, give you some studies, give you some things to wrap your head around. Listen, one thing that I will give to people is it is difficult to sift through the BS that gets posted and, you know, the different opinions that people have and thoughts. But one of the reasons people have different opinions and thoughts that you need to understand right away is that every single person reacts differently. You can correlate this to anything. You can correlate it to diet, for example, different medical conditions people have that they may experience, may not experience, allergies. Everybody's different on what they can and cannot tolerate. So, and what the body can handle and what maybe inherited gene that you may have that could cause you potential problems. But you should theoretically, if you're going to do this, you should spend at least, and this is actually short term, 6 months just researching, sifting through information, going to forums, looking at people's like logs that they've ran so that you can see what they're experiencing is a good way. Watch as many videos as you can. Observe, listen, see who maybe have some other motives, maybe has, you know, whatever the case may be, different kinds of businesses or they're trying to lean you towards this or that. Look for those types of things. And that doesn't necessarily mean the information's bad. There's a lot of intelligent people. I've repped for companies that do that as well. But you can sift through that and see, okay? And you can see the potential things that could come up or that you might run into there. But due diligence. Like, okay, if you were going to buy a car and it was expensive and this was a big deal to you, would you not spend as much time possible researching the different types of cars that you might be looking at, whatever the case may be, whether it's, you know, the engine size, the miles per gallon that you're going to get on the road, the different car and driver reviews or Edmunds or whatever that you want to look at? Would you not spend time and time and time on that? Most people, if they buy a computer that's expensive, they're going to spend time researching what might be the best for them. Cell phones, things, Christmas gifts. So when it comes to your body and what you're putting into your body, which you should already know could be potentially extremely harmful, which everybody knows with anabolic steroids, would you not spend significant time to learn everything you possibly can to protect yourself? Or would you really, really, really want something that bad, that big bad body that you want that bad, or that shredded cut up body that you want that bad, that you're not even going to get just from taking steroids on its own, which is a pipe dream? Do you want it that bad that you can't take some time to really understand what you're doing? Does that make any sort of sense? Would you, for those of you that have kids, or theoretically, would you want your kids to do something like that? Would that seem okay to you? Or would you not teach them to do all of the research they can do? I mean, think about these things when you make decisions in life in general. But when it comes to your own health and your own body, would you not find it strange if somebody came and told you they were just going to start taking this or eating this without knowing anything about it? We're talking about anabolic steroids here. We're not talking about some kind of candy bar you buy and you're taking a risk on it and you don't know nothing about it. Or you're going to some restaurant to try that you've never heard of or been to. We're talking about anabolic steroids in your body. We're not talking about possibly wasting a couple hundred bucks here. I'm talking about your health. I'm talking about your life. I'm talking about your longevity. So you understand that number one cause of problems with steroid use, and probably the overabundance of bad press that you get on them, is because these stories are from people that have done this without knowing what they're doing. That's not to imply that there's no side effects or problems associated with steroids, because there's a ton of them. But it could lessen the load and maybe lighten the stigma a little bit if people would be a little bit more responsible. And maybe put a little bit more time and effort into it instead of just taking the words of anybody out there that doesn't know their ass from a hole in the ground. So due diligence, research, study, if you're theoretically thinking about anything like that, and just for your own knowledge base in general. So think about that. And obviously think twice about using anabolic steroids in general. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.